Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I'm always scared when we do the live shows on the road. We've got a very competent sound man today, but I'm always scared when we do the live shows that the first microphone I speak into isn't going to be on, and then there's going to be awkwardness that happens right after that. Let me get my notes out, do this proper. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Yeah, this is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Punchline Comedy Club in the How About Arden Mall in Sacramento, California on Monday, January 16th, to Ocean's 12! Did you guys bring name tags? Do you have any name tags? Oh, shit. Oh, man. I gotta check this out. This is Daniel Weaver contra El Mundo, and I can recognize that's the Scott Pilgrim, that's Scott Pilgrim there. And what does contra El Mundo mean? Versus the world or against the world? Nicely done, Daniel Weaver. And then what does cambio huegos mean? Game changer. Game changer. Oh, wow. That's pretty fancy. I hope you get picked, because you also look like you might start some trouble if you don't. And then we have Justin took a poster for Twister, right? And then it says Jody's foster child at the bottom. I don't get that. What is that in reference to? Wasn't Helen Hunt the star of Twister?
Yeah, but you remember. And my dead mom's name is Jody.
Your dead mom's name is Jody. All right. Well, you guys are really creeping me out with the amount of effort you put into your scary posters. And then this one's really involved. This is says the Benson Interruption. Joe loves the Benson Interruption, and Doug loves movies. And for some reason, I'm interrupting the original Benson, Robert Guillaume, in the artwork. So that's very, thank you for making that, Joe. That's very, very complicated. And then we have Johnny Saves Christmas. Have I seen this one before? Yeah, I thought so, you son of a bitch. It's like a memory test he's pulling on me. Switching from New York to Sacramento. How did that happen? Good things or bad things? Okay. I don't know. I think I like both New York and Sacramento, so when you swap them out, I don't know which one means you fucked up. Which one means you're on the run. And then Heidi has a book of the same name, correct?
Yes, a classic
golden book, of course, about a girl and her goat fetish. And then how do you pronounce that?
Dana.
Okay. She's got a pink box with a bunch of stuff written on it. It's my face is one of the things written on it. Didn't mean to be so crass about my own face. I can't even see half what's going on back here, but there's some sort of balloon being waved around or a dildo. It's a weapon? Stop hurting the person next to you. And also you're making her hair cling to it with the static. That's not nice. I see, is that a raisins packet back there? What is that? That red thing you're holding up?
Popcorn.
Oh, popcorn. Okay. And then we got a bucket that says, Devin loves movies. What's in the bucket?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. You're supposed to say Gwyneth Paltrow's head, motherfucker. And then, oh, I see. Yeah, you're trying to appeal to the stoner up here. With the guy's got a giant Rice Krispies treats package, and then he just wrote Dave on it. So that's pretty good. I don't pick the name tags, but there might be another stoner up here that might appreciate what you've done with that. Well, thank you guys for bringing such creative and amazing name tags. And as you can see, we have four guest chairs up here, so that means four people will be chosen to be played for to win the contents of this bag. It's day three of shows here at the Sack Punch. We did stand-up comedy. Yeah, I call it the Sack Punch. We did stand-up comedy on Saturday, and then we played Leonard Maltin game at the end of the show to pick somebody to be a guest on today's show. Yesterday, we taped a Benson Interruption, which is episode number 11. It's available on iTunes. And today is Anything Can Happen Day, you know? It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so things could just get crazy. Yeah, that's right. One lady in the audience is going crazy. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Former and future DLM guest Shane Moss, he's Shane Comedy on Twitter. He wrote, "I assumed he's just not that into you was about a guy trying to squish his whiskey dick into a dry vagina." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Or books in this case. It was also a book written by another former and future guest, Greg Barrett. I saw a poster today for Safe House with Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds. And the poster for that movie drives me crazy because the tagline on the poster is, for the movie Safe House, it says, "No one is safe." And whenever I see it, I cannot say out loud to whoever hears it's nearby me, "No one is house." I know, it doesn't make any sense, but it cracks me up for some reason. Safe house. No one is safe. No one is house. All right, so on Saturday, you guys will come around. If I say it a bunch of times, then it's going to get hilarious. On Saturday, like I said, we had audience members play against Graham Elwood, and one person beat him, and they will be joining us up here on stage. But apparently that person came in like a regular audience member and just took a seat, so I didn't give a pre-show pep talk to that person. But we'll bring that person up here in a second. But first, let me tell you what's in the prize bag, and then bring up my guests, and then we'll bring up the extra special guest. In the prize bag, we've got a shirt for a company I've just been notified about, and they have a cool shirt, and they gave me one, so here it is. Anarchy Sports contributed that shirt, and one person over there just went, "Woo." So the excitement is building. There's a bar that I like to go to here in town, and they like to come to my shows, so it's a nice trade-off. It's called On the Y, and they contributed a T-shirt. So if you're in Sacramento and you need a nice bar to go to, go to On the Y. Of course, there's a Weezer T-shirt in here, and of course the album Hurley, signed by all four members of Weezer. Yeah, it's almost over. We're almost on the WeezerCruise.com. Thank you very much for yelling that out. Not Italian rammed into the shore boat.com. Yeah, it's unfortunate timing. Usually when I go on a cruise, there is a cruise disaster that happens just a few days before. But I think we'll make it through. I think we'll be all right. Copy of my CD, Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian. Of course, Woot Monkeys. Somebody's going to win a Woot Monkey. Someone in the audience is going to get one right now in the face. Because I'm going to shoot one. There it is. You know, my reputation. I can't get them very far. But once you get it, it's going to be yours for life. Here we go. Oh, shit. Well, that wasn't a bad one at all. Tall guy had to stand up and fight somebody. Oh, my God. That was quite an athletic effort there. His chair went down and... Oh, my God. Are you all right? Did you hurt yourself at all? You'll live. All right. Yeah, well, it was totally worth it. There is nothing like killing yourself for a $3 carnival toy. Oh, and look, we have some CDs. We have a CD that's called... I'll tell you the names of the CDs, and that'll give you an idea who the guests are, maybe. This one's called Live at the Marsh. Well, that doesn't help much at all. That doesn't say much. The next one's called Humanitis. Yeah, and then another one's called Comedians Got a Boo-Boo. Please welcome to the stage Graham Elwood, David Huntsberger, and Ngaio Bilum. Graham Elwood!
Hello!
David Huntsberger! Say hello or something. Talk into your microphone. You mess around with the table for a while first.
I'd love to get that table straightened away.
Are you drinking a cider? That looks very nice. Or did you just bring your urine sample on stage?
I am always prepared. That's my own urine. You know that.
Yes.
You know that thing that turns water into soda that they have the infomercials about and they show people drinking
Jesus?
It at the mall? No.
It looks like
it's
ink.
Called magic soda or something like that.
I've
been watching it and wondering if it would work with your own urine instead of water.
It's extra.
Because what if you don't have any water? How are you going to have delicious soda? And, okay, so that was David Huntsberger, and Ngaio Bilum is here also. Say hello to everybody, Ngaio.
That's right. Carbonated urine, everyone. Carbonated urine. I'm just having coffee.
So your CD is called Live at the Marsh.
Live at the Marsh.
Which is, what's that? You just went out into a field of some kind?
Yes, yes.
You went into some swamp land and stood there in a bog?
That's right. I performed in the Fins. Yes, good to see you, sir. Fantastic.
Where is the Marsh?
The Marsh is in Berkeley. There's one in Berkeley and there's one in San Francisco. It's like a performance venue. It was a Margaret Gomez gig, so you get to hear Margaret Gomez for 5 seconds as she introduces me.
Oh, that's worth the price of admission alone.
It's only worth... I sell these CDs for $5. It's cheaper than crack. You should fucking just buy one. I'm on the too short model.
They come handsomely wrapped in paper.
Yeah, will you have some of those available to this audience after the show?
I have some of those in my pocket right now, so
oh,
you can
perfect.
Just see me in the parking lot like I'm the weed man. And buy a CD. No, I'm not throwing one to you. They're $5. I have children. It was hard enough for me to give one to Doug. I was like, dude, that's $5. I'm broke. You ever been so broke? You just go through your shit looking for shit to sell, and then you're like, man, I should take better care of my shit because this is fucked up.
Absolutely.
Some of you know I'm talking about, so.
At Graham's CD, of course, it's called Comedians Got a Boo-Boo, and David's is Humanitis, and I'm finally pronouncing it right.
Yeah, man, you've come a long way.
Well, how were you pronouncing it before?
I wanted to call it Humanitis.
Humanitis.
Half-human, half-manatee, half-mantis.
However you pronounce it, it's a terrible name for an album.
It's the
and
best.
Congratulations.
Thank you. A guy introduced it a while ago and said it was the humanist, and it made me sound like a very benevolent soul. It's like, yes, on the CD.
A very secular comedian.
The humanist, the CD covers, then you like pointing at your brain like, think about it, right? Isn't that?
That's the CD cover anyway. Yeah. That's so...
Yeah.
No, it's actually, it's David's head if it were the earth. Is that what it is, kind of?
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Enough talk about this isn't Doug Love's comedian CDs. Let's get to the movie talk, but also let's get our fourth guest up here on stage. Who I don't even know her last name, so I'll just say her first name and we'll find out more about
Wales,
her.
Wales, actually.
Once she comes
Josie,
up here.
Yeah, it's please Josie Wales.
Please welcome Josie, everybody.
Josie Wales.
Josie Wales.
Okay, that's your last name isn't Wales. What? Although maybe we should ask like her. What would the odds be?
What's your last name?
What's your last name actually?
Moody.
Moody. Josie Moody.
Moody.
Yes.
Doug loves Moody's. All right, Josie Moody. And so you came to the show Saturday, and you beat Graham Elwood in one round of the Leonard Maltin game.
Bullshit.
You'd taken out Gabby. Yes. Gabby lost, and then the next round you lost. Is Gabby here?
Yes.
Oh, Gabby's
she just
here.
She shook her fist at me. Oh, Graham
damn
Elwood.
You. Like the Nazi when he fell off the dirigible in the third Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
And he's like, eh. I guess there's not much more you can do when you're a Nazi and the good guy's flying away. You just go,
you gotta get that shake fist in there.
So what do you do, Josie? What's your story?
My story?
Yeah.
I'm a waitress.
Uh-huh.
And a roller derby girl.
Oh, nice. Shit.
What's a roller derby?
You buried the lead on that one.
Yeah.
I like to think they're clapping at both parts of your career choices.
Waitress, you!
If you don't like the egg, she'll hip check you over the bar.
Where do you do roller derby?
Well, I'm a Sacred City Derby girl. And
oh shit!
My name is Colt 45.
Colt 45.
Damn!
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Oh, that's right.
Or don't let the smooth fool taste you.
And Guy O'Balam live at the Marsh, ladies and gentlemen. $5 on the parking lot.
Just got back from the swamps, and boy, are my sharks tired.
I hate that bog gig. So Josie, Colt 45.
Are you a jammer?
Moody.
Yes, I am.
Boom. I know my positions, baby.
Strike me as more of a gunner.
Oh,
do you ever do any
you're
gunning?
A gunner? You do any gunning?
Do you ever do any gunning? Isn't that one of the roles as well?
What are the roles? Gunner, jammer?
Yeah, all the above.
Tinker, okay. Tailor, soldier, spy. See how I got it back to movie? See how
is
I
this?
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you. That's professionalism.
Is Josie, are we recreating for you every night in a singles bar? Here in Sacramento, just guys going. So, what are you, the jammer or the gunner? I know a thing or two about athletics.
You guys go bank track or you go flat? You go bank track or flat?
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Flat
track.
He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, she's flat track.
For what? Well, she just talks shit. All right.
Whatever. Fitting right in.
Did you? What did you think of the movie Whip It, directed by Drew Barrymore, about your profession? Or your avocation.
Again, see, you're bringing it back to movies. it's great if you're 12.
There you go.
Wow.
All right.
Shit's been thrown down.
Wow. You hear that, you 12-year-olds?
I find it compelling because it's about roller derby and there's not enough things about roller derby.
No, yes, of course.
So that makes it watchable, but yeah, it's not as good as it could have been.
I got really into it when that A&E show was on several years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
when I learned all about what the jammer and everything was.
When they went to the comedy club because one girl tried to do stand-up, I was the host of that show.
Really?
Yeah.
On Whip It?
Little known fact.
Little known fact, you've seen me on A&E's Roller Girls.
Nice.
The humoritist.
Josie, what's it like sounds to like perform a... when there's actually a crowd there? Sweet burn. Sweet wow. Roller derby burn. Sweet roller derby burn.
Nice.
Thank you.
Are you okay?
Felt like I need to get that jab in after my singles bar escapade. Sorry about that, guys.
Wow, way to bring it down, freak. What else you got in your bag there? Anybody been molested?
Who's got
cancer?
Who's got cancer, huh? Who wants to see a puppy die? You want to see a puppy die? The humoritis assist is going to set one on fire and then fuck it. All right. Who likes movies?
Pass the duct tape.
The humoriasist, is that what you call them?
Isn't that like a scalp condition?
It is. Do you suffer from humoriasist?
So, all right, let me just get that out of the way right now. Are you a single lady?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, perfect. Shut it down now, guys. Guys, cool your jets.
I wasn't. I'm just asking what a profession is, guys.
I'm just saying. None of you have a chance here today.
I'm not being weird at all. Take your pants off. I'm just asking. That was to David.
They're already off.
Theater of the mind.
All right, let's go down the line. We'll start with Graham down here on this end, and we'll ask him, have you been to the movies?
I just saw Contraband. And,
yeah, what'd you think of that?
Say hello to your mother for me.
Yes. Yeah. I liked it. It's fun little, it's fast-paced, shoot 'em up. I like it.
Well, you the only one got guns?
That's my Mark Wahlberg impression.
He the only one that got guns? Yeah, it's all right, man.
He's got kind of a high-pitched voice for an action hero.
What's happening?
I think it's the trees.
What's going on?
I think I'm not going to strap a bunch of money around my waist? I think that's not what I'm going
to
do?
It's not in
every movie I've been
you.
In.
I have a huge cock. Around my waist.
Deceptively tough for how I look.
I saw Contraband today, and the entire time I couldn't stop thinking about my no one is safe, no one is house joke. I was so excited about that I couldn't concentrate on Mark Wahlberg running around shooting. They lost me. It's an okay action movie. You know, it's good enough, especially for January.
For a January release, it was fine.
Yeah, for January release, it's above and beyond expectations. But it's just weird. There's one point where, like, you know, police officers are just running in trying to stop something or getting fucking shot in the neck by Mark Wahlberg and his crew, and yet you're still rooting for them to succeed in their mission while innocent people are dying. It's kind of a weird hero.
Well, you know.
Is he really a hero, or is he like an anti-hero, or is it just a slice of this guy's life?
That's the thing, is it kind of wants it both ways. It's kind of a tough movie, you know. It's sort of got that, you know, toughness to it, but then it's also kind of a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
So I always get frustrated in a popcorn movie when they start fucking taking out guys that also have wives and children, and the protagonist through the whole movie is, but my wife and children! Like, he's doing all this shit for his wife and children, and doesn't stop and think for a second that anybody else could have wives and children.
They don't show you as an audience, they relieve you while the cop crawls away holding his neck, like, I'll pull through.
No, like the old G.I. Joe cartoons where everybody parachutes out of the exploding plane.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's not enough of that, like, where everybody's like, like, where they just get hit in an arm or something. Yeah. Oh, that guy will be all right. No, it's just like, I just got shot in the fucking neck, and I'm dying, and we don't know you don't know anything about my character.
Stop shooting me.
Any fish shakes?
Yeah.
Contraband.
No one is contra. That's what they call him. That's his name in the movie.
John Contraband.
Such a generic title, too. They could have called it a million things.
Oh, they could have called it
Smugly.
Smugly. Yeah.
Smugly.
Teach me how to smugly. Teach me.
Think I don't know how to smuggle?
They just could have been like gun money.
Titty gun. Gun fuck. Bloody
new
gun.
Pool in my big ass house.
That's what they could have called.
Boat gun.
Boat gun.
The smuggle boat. Smuggle ship.
Smuggle boat.
Water money
that
boat
dirty.
A smuggle boat?
Smuggle boat.
Is that when someone's wearing a baggy
sounds
sweater
adorable.
But you still
John Contraband is on a smuggle boat.
Oh, now I see why it's called Contraband. That was his character's name, John Contraband.
John Contraband.
It had nothing to do with smuggling of money or drugs.
No.
It was just about a guy named John Contraband.
Yeah, who's like
who got involved with smuggling of some stuff.
Look out for Contraband 2, even smugglier.
Twice the ply. Two ply of smuggling. John Contraband is back in action in Contraband 2.
What would you call it? Smuggling?
Why couldn't you just leave it alone?
I'm sorry.
Some urine.
Contraband 3D.
So, David.
Smuggle all up in your face.
Smuggle in your face.
Yes, Doug.
The legend of Smuggly's Gold.
If you just ride it long enough, it'll come back.
It'll come back around.
That riff will come back like a good jammer. You just fucking skate around, wait for your spot, and boom, take that bitch out.
Man, you're the egg in the batter. Tie it all together, Daddy.
I weave a nice tapestry.
Contraband 2, Electric Smuggaloo.
Yeah! Doug loves movies and a joke. I don't know the words.
Who does? So, David, what have you seen lately?
I saw War Horse in the theater recently.
Yeah,
we talked about that. I like horses, so I liked it. I was.
Oh, you're not one of the naysayers?
Yes.
That's our show, folks.
Wow.
Does the horse
punch sack?
The horse does not talk.
The horse doesn't talk?
No, he doesn't.
No.
Speak.
So there was apparently no peanut butter during that war.
No. It's weird the tone that because in the beginning it feels very like Disney afternoon, Steven Spielberg. There's a goose that's a real character that's chasing people around. Like, oh, this goose.
Goosey.
Fuck that goose.
So I feel like it's kind of at least the goose talks, right? Like, why are you going to fight with mustard gas?
That goose just signed to do Contraband 4.
Yeah.
Golden Egg.
Duck, Duck, Goose. John Contraband is back.
I'm really looking forward to lots of John Contraband movies.
They're so good. It's the best franchise
ever.
He's
the Steven Seagal of the
he totally
21st
is.
Century.
You've just been contrabanded. What? That makes no sense. That's when he ties
someone around
his chest.
Apparently this joke is hard to kill.
All right.
Say it to my goose.
It's brilliant.
Since they're on a boat so much, it did remind me of Under Siege a little bit, the contraband, but obviously with better acting.
You're not a fan of Katherine Heigl, but did you see Under Siege 2, Dark Territory?
Yes, I did.
Pretty nice work.
Is she in it? Is she topless?
Yeah, she's great.
Oh, wow.
No, but she's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is she doing it? Get off of my boat.
Acts her tits off? She just acts?
She doesn't act her tits off.
She's into something and...
She's Steven Seagal's daughter in it, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then she grabs a dude with a sweet like pressure point by his... like cheek and eye, and he doesn't flinch. And you're like, this dude's tough because he can take that pressure point.
Oh, wow.
And then she sprays him with some mace, and he just like tastes it. He's like, ah, it's good.
Pressure point two, taste the mace.
I did like that Under Siege 2, though. It's a fun movie.
It's good stuff.
Very underrated.
Let's go to Ngaio.
Hello.
What have you been in the movies lately? Like taking the kids to see some garbage?
My kids are old enough that they don't go to garbage anymore, which is kind of a drag because now I have to smoke weed all by myself, and it's just kind of creepy. When you're like, I'm here to see the Chipmunks by myself, but I'm high as hell. The last movie I saw in the theater besides The Immortals was Ghost Protocol.
Nice.
Which wasn't bad. It was actually pretty good. I like the Brad Bird things in it.
It's got some neat.
It had good action. Stop talking.
I'm sold.
I'm
guys.
A fan. One of my friends believes that they should take movies like that. And why is that movie fucking 2.5 hours? Chop that shit up in about 90 minutes. You don't need any emotions. You don't need any bullshit. Fall off the building. Fight a bunch of dudes. Have a car chase. Fucking go home.
Contraband.
Yeah, you can do 2:45. Contraband could be 45 fucking minutes long, and then show another one. Yeah. Right? Have a weed break, and then you come back and watch some other hour-long asteroid.
I want a goddamn double bill, and I want
shit.
It in 90 minutes.
Hey, man.
It's called television. Like a lot of the weekly series on TV are better movies than TV. I just finished watching Homeland every episode, and it's so much more compelling than most movies that are out there right now.
Because it's in your living room.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I can watch War Horse in my living room. And I haven't done it yet.
Did you say more whores in your living room?
I want more whores in my living room. No, but
it's like every time there's some dumb cop drama, it's just like go rent, you know, The Shield. It'll be 1,000 times better than like what was that dumb
Copland?
Yeah. Well, Copland's a good movie.
Copland was good.
Cops that are buddies, then one of them's
Private Dicks
bad.
Or no, what was the Kevin Smith one?
Cop out. That one is a fucking raving piece of shit.
Hey, come on now.
Has Kevin done the show yet?
He's like, that's the movie you decided to defend. All the movies you shit on in this show, you just, whoa.
Easy.
We're drawing the line.
I've never seen it, actually.
It makes you go, oh, so maybe Tracy Morgan is the beneficiary of good writing on 30 Rock.
Ooh. You're
she
right.
Just called him.
Yeah, he every sentence out of his mouth on 30 Rock's hilarious, and then left to his own devices or with somebody else's script, not so much.
In all fairness, have been a horrible script, but God, that movie's dumb.
How dumb Kevin Smith was just a director for hire on that. Yes, sir?
No, I didn't have a question.
Okay.
You could ask Jody a question.
Josie.
No, is it
Mooney or Moody?
Moody.
It's Josie Moody.
Josie Moody.
Yeah. Josie Moody.
Code 45.
So I can't. 45. It's not, not Josie, Josie?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be J-O-S-I-E?
Yes.
Okay.
No way. That's how it's spelled?
How else would you spell it?
J-O-E hyphen big C.
Accent a goo. Accent
a goo. Joe C.
It looks like it's her rap name.
Yeah.
Oh. Gucci, Gucci, Fendi, Fendi, Louis, Louis, Prada. No? All right. Come on, really? Not any hip hop? No Oakland hip hop at all? Real? Okay, come on. She's white. I even did a white girl line. You didn't? Wow. Right, you guys too, man. That's Creation, man. White girl mob. Don't y'all listen to hip hop at all?
Dude,
you're like yes.
There is a station.
I listen to all the hip hop.
There is a station here in Sacramento. I've seen the ad like a few times in the last couple of days that they're just like they could not stress it enough. They in a 30-second ad they say it three times, all the hits, but no rapping
without the rap. All the hits without
no
the rap.
No rapping. We've got Black Eyed Peas, no rapping. We've got Jay-Z, no rapping. Kanye, no rapping. It's like that terrible. Is quite an assignment to take all the rapping out of a Black Eyed Peas song.
Yeah,
like who in that band is singing? It's all rapping except for Fergie, right?
My lumps. That's actually not even rap music. That's crap music. It's not. Black Eyed Peas are not my favorite. It's so funny.
Someone finally got
no
to the heart of it.
So they'll play that shitty ass Kid Rock song. Isn't he a rapper? Am I?
Yeah, he raps. He's like, I went up to the place and got a thing.
Damn, you're better than Beck. Getting freaky with the cheese whiz.
I went up to the place and got a thing.
But can you imagine
descriptions like that?
Though. What?
No, what? Go ahead.
I just think it's funny that anyone that's a selling point anywhere in America that you're not in danger of stumbling into some rapping if you listen to our station.
All the country music, but no Western. All the rock, but no roll. All the Sturm, but no Drang.
Keep going.
Keep going. Come on now.
Dude, that's three. That's the rule right there. Three is the rule. You don't have to go past three.
Yeah, because you almost stepped in it, because I would like some rhythm and no blues.
Oh, shit.
There you go, see?
John Contraband. He hips, but he doesn't hop.
All the safe, but no house.
All dub, no step.
All right, so let's go to Hosey.
Josie.
Big Josie.
Josea. What have you seen lately? It doesn't have to be in a movie theater. It could be at home or in a dream.
There's a snake wearing a vest.
The last thing I saw in a theater that I can remember is My Week with Marilyn. So,
oh, that's not a bad movie. Was it good?
Did you like it? Yeah, it was decent.
Is that like a My Favorite Year type of thing? Or
well, no. I mean, it is kind of.
Yeah.
But
it's,
no.
It's based on a true story. This guy, this PA, spent like a week with her and when they were shooting this movie in England. It was good. I thought she did a great job. Did you like Michelle Williams as Marilyn Monroe?
I did, yeah.
Did he get to do her? Are there titties?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Titties.
Titties.
My Week with Marilyn.
I forget. Did he do her in that?
Yeah, I forget, too. I have a terrible memory.
Yeah, they did.
Nice.
They slept together.
Makes movies of joy every time you watch it.
Yeah, Arthur Miller goes back to New York, and he fucking, boom, welcome to the UK. Ah. He's all like, London's burning.
Song all bangers, no mash. Well, you said the UK, right?
Yeah, yes.
But yeah, she's that Michelle Williams. It's kind of a Branna's good too, is Olivier.
Oh, he's great.
But it's more like she's just so good that it makes it pretty watchable. It's like it's kind of a fluffy movie, but she's really good.
And I, if you would, you know, like a year prior, had you said, "Oh, she got cast to play Marilyn Monroe," I'd go, "Oh, that's a horrible choice. I don't think she could pull it off." But she did. She was great. You know, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Does JFK come in there and give it to her?
Yeah, let me just say.
He's got an English accent. I don't know why.
I'm still a senator, yeah.
That's
All right, real quick. We're running out of time.
Damn it.
Let's go down the line. Favorite movie of last year, Two Oceans 11.
I would probably say, I would say either, maybe either Moneyball or 50-50.
Excellent choices.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Midnight in Paris.
Ooh, good choice, David. Thank fans you. In the back.
Looks like looks like we got a reader on our hands.
Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Nice. Titties.
Comedy.
All right. I'm just going to default and say The Help.
Josie made a joke, you guys. She's white and pretended to like The Help.
Well, she's the target demographic for The Help. Don't get it twisted. We're still friends.
It was a cute white girl that set movie. The slaves free in Gaia.
It's Martin Luther King Day. I have picked The Help and Deriving Miss Daisy. All these cultural touchstones. I'd like to thank white people for being so generous.
I think Viola Davis was robbed last night at the Golden Globes. I think she's...
You know, the fucked
I
up think, thing is they made her stick around to clean up.
Oh, yeah, shit. That's the fucked up. But, like, Meryl Streep is probably amazing in the Iron Lady movie.
Sure. She's fucking Meryl Streep, though. Don't you have enough?
Yeah, exactly. Settle down, Meryl.
Settle down. Calm-a-te.
Why doesn't she just give some bad performances on purpose? You know, just start throwing it a little bit. Give somebody else a chance.
Become the Al Pacino.
But also, I don't want to sit through a movie about Margaret Thatcher, and now I have to because it's Meryl Streep, you know?
I did, and like half the movie is her as a senior citizen fighting early onset Alzheimer's, remembering her dead husband. And then like, okay, that's how the movie starts. You're like, that's how they're going to use her looking at a photo, and then we're going to go back. But then they would do like montages. Like, I was kept expecting, how are they going to show her relationship with Reagan? Here's what they did. She looked at a photo and went, hey. And then they just showed her and Reagan dancing at some formal event. That was it. That's it. That was her and Reagan dancing. I'm like, the two people that were, like, really instrumental in standing the Cold War. They're just dancing and her going, hey. And then Jim Broadbent's ghost coming in going, oh, Mom, you know you like eggs or whatever. What the fuck? It'd be like if the Ali movie was just him and with Parkinson's today bouncing around. And then just show some quick snaps of him fighting Foreman and Frazier. And, I bet you those fights were fun. And that's fucking it.
An hour of him buttering toast.
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
The plastic knife.
All the toast, none of the crust.
I guess you saw the trailers for Ali 2?
Yeah, Ali 2.
No one is toast.
Toast gets buttered.
But I am toasted.
All right, so I'm not letting you off the hook. What was your real favorite movie of last year?
I don't know. You put me on the spot.
I know. I gave you a little extra time to think about it because you're not a professional like these guys. Professional.
Drive was good.
Drive.
Nice.
Because Ryan Gosling is hot.
He's dreaming.
He is hot. I would fuck him right now in front of all of you. I'm not even gay, but
he'd be good as in the next John Contraband movie.
I think we could get Ryan
Goose and the Gosling. Come on.
David Hutzberger, the human itisist.
Man, you pick your spots, but you go hard.
I like that. He just hangs back.
He just waits.
Waits, then fucking...
The dagger.
Boom.
Look, they present themselves.
It sucks trying to do a cool microphone drop, but then just actually dropping it on accident. Like, take that, mother... Fuckers. All right, so...
Gosling and the Goose.
One last question for you, Graham.
Yes.
If you were stranded on a desert island and had to pick one movie to have stuck up your butt while on that island, which movie would you choose?
To have a short film.
Stuck up your butt. It's stuck up your butt. It's irretrievable.
So there, I can't
watch
it?
And you're on an island. No, you can't watch it.
Oh. Well, then Godfather 3. So I could... It
perfect
wouldn't ruin
choice.
My box set.
I was drunk when I wrote that question. Shall we play a game or two?
Yes. Shall we play a game?
No, no, and Gaio, it's not thermonuclear war.
Oh, okay.
It's just build a title. It's a speed build a title. The person who wins, based on my decisions, will get to go first in the Leonard Mullen game.
All right.
Yeah. Submitted by, we'll start with Graham. We'll let Josie go last so she can get into the swing of it. Binkley WTF on Twitter suggested In the Bedroom. So, Graham, give me a movie that ends with the word in or begins with bedroom or room. You have 5 seconds.
What the fuck? That
you have
like
3 seconds.
Well, that doesn't seem like enough time.
You have like, one remaining second.
Why would I not get enough time for roommates?
Who is in that?
And that was a John Contraband.
That doesn't
vehicle.
Count. That,
was,
that doesn't count.
It was Johnny Contraband.
John Contraband has a roommate.
That was when he was. Remember when he tried to do comedy? It was him and Jason Bateman.
And all Bateman the rent, be, none of the utilities.
Yeah, he'd be like, "Why do you keep taping the rent check to your belly? Why can't you just hand it to the landlord?" I'm John Contraband.
All right, Graham, you're out. David Huntsberger ends in. Ed's an in, begins in room.
Don't let them in the bedroom.
Don't let them in is a movie?
Don't let them in. Yeah, that was a horror movie, like 2009.
Oh, yeah. Or let the right one
let
in.
Let the right one in.
I could have done that. Jesus.
Wait, what did you mean?
I said don't let them in.
Okay, don't let them in. Not let the right one in.
How's this work again?
Okay, so now we've got don't let them in the bedroom. So now you have to come up with a movie in Gaio that ends in the word don't. Probably isn't one of those. Or begins with the word room.
Or begins with the word room.
Yeah. So you can room something.
Room with a view.
Yeah.
Boom.
Came to play. Now we go to Josie. And you got to start with view or end with don't.
I know view, roommates is a movie.
View. Is there anything? People say there are.
Josie.
I know. The pressure's on,
come
Josie.
Come on, Josie. You fucking beat me to get up here. God damn it. Earn your spot.
I don't know if I'm making this up, but...
View.
View from the top. I don't know. Okay.
Oh, son of a bitch. View to from the kill, top too, starring man. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. That sounds like some bullshit I would make up.
That's a real movie about flight attendants. All right, so we have Don't Let Them in the Bedroom with a View from the Top. We go back to David.
Gun.
Top Gun, okay.
Nice.
All right, so
that's
Gaio.
That's right, Goose.
And Gaio, you need a movie.
It's a running theme.
And Gaio needs a movie that begins with gun or ends in don't.
Gun Shy?
Oh, that's probably
wasn't
something.
Wasn't that with Drew, right?
I think Gun Shy is a movie.
Willem
Neeson was in it?
There you go.
Liam Neeson? Was in something called Gun Shy? Yeah. I want you and the gun to get under the bed. Now they're going to take you.
You're going to be taken.
You and the gun.
Okay, so we're back to Josie with ends with don't or begins with shy? Shy. I know, right? That's not easy. I think we're going to...
Yeah, I think
we're gonna run out the clock on that one. We'll go around to David.
Can I say The Shining?
Top Gun Shining. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You
can. All right. So now we're back to Ngaio. Ends in don't or begins in shining. Shining.
Ends in don't. Ing.
Yeah. Shining. Ends in don't, begins in shining.
Shining. Big Trouble in Little Shining?
All right, David gets the point for this round.
Yeah! The Hansberger! The German!
It was good to win one of these games.
All right, we'll start this next one with Josie. Alzheimer Raptor is the name of the person. Yeah, Alzheimer Raptor suggested Bellflower. So you need a movie that begins with Bell. I mean, ends with Bell or begins with Flower. Do you have anything, Josie?
Flowers in the Attic?
Yeah.
Nice.
Bellflowers in the Attic, Graham.
The Tick. Movie.
I'll let you try one more time to say something that makes sense.
So what's the title again? Let's start. What is
Bellflowers in the Attic. So you need something.
Oh, Liberty Bell. That fucking dumb comedy with Alan Alda.
Oh, yeah.
Called Liberty Bell? I don't think so. It was called Sweet Liberty
Bell.
But that was close.
Of Justice.
I tried to back you out, dude. I had your back.
All right, you're out, Graham.
Memphis Bell. Boom.
Oh,
put it in there.
You motherfucker.
Wait. That's Belle, though, from the French.
Yeah, that's
whatever.
Fine. That's okay.
All right.
It just has to sound right.
Memphis Bellflowers in the Attic?
Yeah. We'll go to David.
Memphis. Letter to Memphis?
When you say it with a question mark like that,
letter to
it tells
Memphis.
Me that we've got you in a corner and you won't be able to defend that answer.
I think that's Pixie's song.
Does that count? Pixie's song? Can we
Is that a movie? Did they go ahead and turn that into a movie? Yeah. There were some talks. I know they were in talks.
Yeah.
I went into a coma briefly.
Ryan Gosling was going to play the lead.
Memphis.
Anything?
No.
All right, you're out.
So I win by default.
No, Josie is still in it.
So am I.
What?
Memphis Bell.
Yeah, he got Memphis, so he's still in it.
Really?
Yeah, so...
But it's Martin Luther King.
David's the only one that's out.
Nice!
You're just holding me down at this point. Don't
yeah.
You? I'm fucking with you. Help yourself. The hell?
Holding me
Where
down.
Where are we at? Memphis Bell's Flowers in the Attic?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know. That's a
Isn't
tough
there
one.
A movie just called Memphis? I'm walking in Memphis.
There's a song, movie? Walking in Memphis. Yeah,
there's a movie.
When
in
they
my
make
head.
That into a movie, let's reconvene and play this. Play this all over again.
Well, get me
Memphis Bellflowers in the Attic. Tick.
Addicts tick. Of my life, isn't tick. That the George Harrison?
Tick.
No.
Tick. Fuck. You're out.
All right,
Josie.
I accept my fate.
Anything?
Is there a film just called Attica?
Ooh.
That's a TV movie.
Was it?
No.
It was a Damn theatrical it. Movie about Attica?
About the prison.
No,
Gattaca.
Gwyneth
Paltrow, really?
Gattaca.
You're well, the Gattaca.
Attica's the prison.
Attica's the prison,
Gattaca's
yeah.
the Gwyneth Paltrow and the other cute guy.
Yeah, I think there was a TV Ethan miniseries Hawk. Called Attica.
Uma Thurman's in that, too?
Yeah.
And Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke, Hawk. Hawk, yes.
Very underrated movie.
All right.
It is. It actually is. Yeah.
All right, so you're out then. I'm sorry.
Who's up?
Josie's out.
So that means I win?
Yeah, because you're the last one to put that Memphis on there.
Yeah, I put the Memphis
Point
on
to
you.
Graham Elwood, everybody.
Boom! Boom, boom, pow!
Really? Black Eyed Peas? No rap.
Is there...
we'll start with you now, David.
Oh, okay, good.
You're so 2000 and late.
I'm 2000 and laid.
Someone on Twitter named Ninja.
Ninja? Is it like the Madea version?
Ninja.
He's a ninja.
Ninjerk. Ninjerk turtle. Instead
ninjerk
of ninja,
turtle?
It's ninjerk. Ninjerk turtle, yes.
Is that some sort of Jamaican dish?
I guess.
It's a Japanese-Jamaican fusion, ninjerk turtle.
It's really good.
Ninjerk turtle suggested Mom and Dad Save the World. So, David, you need a movie that ends in mom or begins with world.
Oh, okay. World. World is not enough. Can I go with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
World is not enough.
World is not enough. James Bond. All right, Ngaio.
Serial Mom.
Oh, nicely done.
Yes. John Waters, bitches. And so Kathleen we have Turner, growl, growl.
Serial Mom and Dad Save the World is not enough. Josie.
Well, can I do that thing that he just did with Memphis? Isn't there just a J-Lo one called Enough?
Yeah.
There is. Settle down.
Is that cheating?
He didn't really do that with Memphis.
The world is not enough.
Memphis Bell. It's got to be more than one word. You can't just say a word that's in there already.
That was a movie where that guy,
Enough.
She fights back.
She had enough.
Fight back.
That's what I say at virtually all J-Lo movies about 20 minutes into it.
Yeah, I felt
enough,
like that movie had...
Sweet Jesus.
Enough Angel Eyes, enough Made in Manhattan, enough Mom-in-Law.
Except for Out of Sight. She was
by the end of that movie, I felt like J-Lo did at the beginning of that movie. It had just beaten me pretty abruptly.
I'm going to sneak into your house and rearrange your towels.
That is actually... that's the... what's her name? Julia... Julia Roberts, Sleeping with the Enemy.
Oh, my bad. They all look alike.
What? They all look alike.
All women?
Oh, white
One's
women.
All movie stars. All movie stars look alike to me.
One has giant teeth.
Isn't that right, Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So do you have anything that ends in cereal or begins with enough?
Is there a movie called Enough is Enough?
There should be.
There's a Donna Summer song with Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
It's
a disco
is
duet.
Is enough.
I cannot take no more of this. I'll kill you.
I think you're paraphrasing.
All right, so, said, I'll kill you.
I think you're paraphrasing.
It's a duet bit. About two women who want to murder each other. All right, so Josie's out on this one. We go to Graham.
So give me the title.
Serial Mom and Dad Save the World is Not Enough. I think cereal's kind of a stopper.
Cereal is definitely kind of a stopper.
There's no Frankenberry cereal, the movie.
Enough said.
There is a movie that's just called Cereal, S-E-R-I-A-L, with Martin Mull, and it took place in Marin County.
Wow.
But that's no use to you right now, Graham.
Let's see.
Enough?
Enough.
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 Enough. Uffingers.
Uffenberry. Uffenheim.
All right, you're out.
Fuck.
David, anything?
Can I do...
Probably not.
Out to cereal.
Out to cereal.
And then carry that into cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah.
You don't really pronounce cereal like...
Cereal. Okay.
Cool.
Unless you're
a cool guy like me. Are you serious right now, Doug? Are you serious?
You know, I was talking to me.
Remember that cereal that had the song, We Are the Freakies, We Are the Freakies, the Freakies have lots of fun.
Chopping down the
freaky
tree.
We love our cereal. They'd say it like
that. That's, of course, what I'm referring to. You know that. That's exactly what I'm referring to.
All right, you're out. The guy who gets the point.
Wait, I had another guess. That was going to be great. Damn it.
I had a dream.
Would you have allowed this? Would you have allowed something like a title that's like Mr. So-and-so is here, cereal,
But give me an example.
The movie, the classic everyone knows, Good News Is Here, Real Mom and Dad Save the World is Not Enough. I feel like that wins.
Nice try. It was totally worth the effort. But no, that's not going to work.
Cereal.
All right, we're going to start now with...
Weezer Cruise is going out to cereal.
We're going to start with Josie on this one. And
Joe-C.
It's your last chance to get into the game, Josie.
You can do it.
You can do it. You go, girl.
If you can win this round, then we'll have a four-way tie and we'll play a tiebreaker. If you cannot win this round, whichever one of these gentlemen gets the point will be the winner.
Oh, my God!
Pressure. Serious pressure. My friend Pat Baer, P-A-T-B-A-E-R, suggested on Twitter, Black Dynamite.
Dynamite.
So you need, Josie, a movie that ends in black.
I told you never to disturb me while I'm doing my kung fu.
Shut up, Ngaio.
Sorry, I love that movie.
This guy's riding high on victory over here.
I fucking love that movie. I'm sorry.
Our Dynamite. So you could use the last syllable of Dynamite.
Dynamitey Wind.
Yes. Dynamitey Wind. I was thinking Aphrodite, but I'll go wind. I'm with you on wind. We come around to Graham Elwood. You need ends in black or begins with wind.
Wind talkers. Or singular.
Yeah, wind talkers. Respect wind talker. The code.
I think it's, yeah, I think it's yeah. plural wind talkers. David?
I'm going to say men in black.
Okay.
Racist.
What? How?
And Gaio, you need a movie that ends in men or begins in talkers.
Sure. A Few Good Men in Black.
A Few Good Men in Black.
Right. Not to be confused with the porn film A Few Good Black Men, which I wrote and directed. So
this puts you in a tough spot, Josie, because you have to have a movie that ends in few or begins with talkers. I know. I can't think of any.
That's tough.
Room with a few. Okay, I tried to help.
That's when you check into a hostel. We've got a room with a few.
You got to share a bathroom with a few guys.
Yeah, there's no windows, and there's some other dudes in there.
And they're going to slice up your Achilles. Hostel joke. Just a little hostel joke.
Good stuff.
Very hostile.
Thank you.
Really kind of passive aggressive, really.
Yeah.
Not overtly hostile.
Anything, Josie?
Curfew.
Ooh.
Curfew?
Curfew.
Curfew. Okay. Yeah.
Curfew, good men.
Well, who's in curfew?
You know, that guy.
Are you trying to Graham Elwood where you're just hoping?
I already
hoping
had
there's
my
a
lie
called
prepared
curfew?
For curfew. It was that Christy Swanson vehicle. I was already prepared for that. Yeah. I don't know why I'm. That's not my turn, but you got to make up
Do
a name.
Do you guys
name
really
there.
Think curfew's a movie?
Yes, it is.
All right, I'm going to give it to her. Curfew. Back around to Graham.
What is it now?
Curfew, good men in black, dynamite-y, wind talkers. Dynamite-y wind talkers.
I have all their albums.
You're like, it's like you're in a trance.
Talker. I'm wind talking.
It's a terrible time for a nap. Open your eyes and answer
lie down.
Me.
I'm sleeping. Fuck. Fuck.
All right, you're out.
No.
No, I'm not out.
Nope, I'm still in. I'm not out.
I've got a boo-boo.
God damn it.
All right, he's out. David?
Meet the Fockers. For you.
Fockers. Wait, what's happening?
Can I say?
Oh, meet the Fockers.
Yeah, Fockers. Ooh. Few. Sliding it through there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a nice try, but no one agrees with that one.
I feel like
one is going to let that stand.
Damn it.
Yeah. What do you got, Ngaio?
Love in my heart for my fellow man. I have good intentions. I have some nice weed. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like, did Josie just win?
What? Well, hold on a minute now.
It's still, Ngaio still has a chance.
Talkers is the last one, and Kerr is the first one?
Yeah. Curfew.
Curfew. Curfew, good men in black, dynamite talk, wind, dynamite-y wind talkers.
Is he getting more time because he's black?
I think
Josie gets the point. We have a four-way tie.
Oh, I did that on purpose so we would all feel good about ourselves.
We're giving him some MLK Day black slack.
Wow.
I am against black slack.
That's better than a two-for-one at the mattress store. That's crazy.
Ask not what black slack can do for you.
Let me just say.
All right, we'll start with Josie and we'll go to Graham. And Manny Interests, that's his name on Twitter.
Manny Interests.
Manny Interests, as in many interests. Manny Interests.
He's a renaissance.
He suggested Man with the Golden Arm.
Ooh.
Yeah,
it's an Otto Preminger film,
movie.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Frankie Sinatra is Frankie
that's right.
Machine.
It's about
the heroin addict.
Heroin addict, yeah.
It's a great soundtrack. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You're just buying your competitor's time
or,
with all of that.
So it's Man with the Golden Arm?
Yeah.
Anchorman.
And we're starting. We started with Graham, though.
Oh, goddamn!
Damn it!
Oh, yeah. Right. I said that, right?
I thought you said start with
Josie. You
said start
with Josie.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with her. Oh, and then we'll go to Graham. That's okay. Right. You're right. You're right.
So she's anchor man with a golden arm.
Yeah. Good call.
All right. So anchor man with a golden arm. Anchor.
You're not next.
Oh, I know.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, sorry.
You were so excited. Yeah, oh no, I'm not next.
I'm not next at all.
I'll talk my way out of this.
Well, fucking no way am I next.
Anchor man with the golden arm.
Oh, the anchor.
I don't know why I talked to you.
The Anchor was a movie. We all remember it.
You can't just add the. You have to give a little bit more to work with because the V's get eliminated.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anchor.
Boat anchor.
Arm.
Man with a golden arm.
Armistice Day. Oh, I love Armistice Day.
Armageddon.
City Green Straightener.
Armageddon's the one.
I don't know how it took you 3 minutes to come up with Armageddon.
There's a guy named John Wing who has a joke about, my name's John Wing. It's a Chinese name. It means the arm of a bird. Okay, anchor man with the golden gun, Armageddon. David.
Can I say Major Payne, anchor man?
What? Wow, so no, not even a try.
Major Painkerman?
Payne and anchor. Ain.
I want to kick you off for the rest of the show for that.
It's so good. Armageddon.
You're like Mr. Pronunciation Guide.
I am not allowed to guess 40 times like Graham and then stumble onto one finally and everyone cheers. Oh, he finally got there. Good for him. Yeah. We're only thinking about 30 movies. Most of them not even movies.
He's calling you out.
What do you got? Dude, did you think of anything strategy while you were doing that filibuster?
No, I accepted my defeat after not getting Major Payne allowed.
Okay.
I'll take one.
All right, we'll move on to a guy.
So this is Anchorman with the golden arm again?
Mm-hmm.
What? No, it's coming. Need more prunes? Anchor, say it again.
Anchorman with the golden arm again. Done.
Okay, I'm getting close.
Done.
Anchorman with the golden Armageddon. Isn't there a... One more time, hold on. Anchorman with the golden Armageddon. Well, okay, this may be a little obscure, but I'm pretty sure that Samuel L. Bronkowitz produced a film called The Armageddon Crazy. No, that's Armageddon. That's what, fuck it, it won't work. It's from Kentucky Fried Movie. Nobody?
All right, guy goes out.
I'm a million years older than all of you, huh? Rent Kentucky Fried Movie. It's got Fistful of Yen in it. Fistful of Yen, baby. That's the shit.
Nice try, you're out.
All right, your mama.
Your mama.
We just go straight to your mom.
Josie, got anything?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Anchor man? Eden, get in.
Okay. What about Armageddon Golden Pond?
Ooh. Armageddon Golden Pond, I like it!
Oh, shit! Very nice.
Holy
shit. She's got the hang of it. She's got the hang of it.
So it's down to me and Josie? That's right.
Yeah, and you got to do something with Anchorman with the Golden Armageddon Golden Pond.
Golden Pond. You know, over there in Golden Pond, not Major Painkerman, that doesn't make any sense. But in Golden Pond, that's great.
Hey, you guys remember when I found Armageddon? Do you guys remember when I found Armageddon? So much. Graham Elwood. Hi, I'm Graham Elwood. Thank you so much. Sacramento's my favorite city.
David. Hey, I had to get my shit
Armageddon Golden Pond. It's how you pronounce it.
Sure.
It's if
sure.
you say, like, oh no, Armageddon.
Sure.
Armageddon. I'm going to get my get on.
I'm getting sentimental over you.
Yeah. It's a stretch, but it, just the fact she came up with something that...
Sure, that was different than my exact same
fit better than Major Pankerman.
Pain and
Pankerman.
Sounds like he's a Japanese
pain
fry cook.
Pain as in anchor. Pain Pankerman. As in pain.
All right, well...
Pankerman.
I was just happy she came up with something, and now Graham is...
Graham stalling for time.
I'm not stalling.
Just start spitting them out. That works well for you.
pondering soul. Man ponders.
Pond's cold cream.
For all your needs.
Starring you know who.
Starring John Contraband. Pond's cold cream. Starring John Contraband.
Time's up. Josie's our winner.
Josie! Oh my God!
She's on fire.
Coming from behind.
I know. Late rally.
And I, not to show off or anything, because I get lots of time to sit here and think about it, but there was a movie called Tanker Man.
Oh, fuck, that's right. Yeah.
Tanker Man.
Would you have also gotten in Golden Pond?
I never would have
like
thought of that.
Like
I
was trying to think of Golden Pond.
I was just trying to think of any movie that began with Don, like Don the Impaler or something. Or Don Quixote.
Donnie Brasco,
Dawn of the Dead. Armageddon, Dawn of the Dead. Yeah, those are all fun. What a fun, ambiguous game.
That is
where
fun.
Where anything can happen. And Josie's our winner. And of course, this is the part of the show where you guys get to pick who you're going to play for in the Leonard Maugham game. Let's see your name tags, everybody.
Who's got the... Did I see a boombox in the back?
Man, that's good.
Oh, is that a are you attracted box? To that, Engayo?
Represent. Played.
What's your name with the boombox?
Engayo, make sure you don't miss this
Justin,
one.
Justin, you can come
I saw Rice Krispie Treats. They give me gas. What's the...
Oh, dude.
Who's the boombox?
Hide those
what's
Rice
Krispie
the Treats if they give him gas.
What?
Josh, Mike, and Ike's.
I'm gonna do the guy with the boombox. I'm not gonna do him.
I don't want to buy anything sold or bought. I don't want to sell anything bought or sold. I
want to just go pick the name tag you want. Go pick, get it from them.
I don't process anything bought.
Nice.
I gotta do it. I gotta go.
That guy's got a candy bar. It says Snickers.
Who are you picking?
He changed it into Nick.
I'm gonna pick Dana.
Grab her name tag. Bring it up here.
Yeah, go get it from her.
Is she a fella roller girl? Is that what's up?
You nice pink butt. Up? Is that Dana from Dobot Donuts?
So fucking rad.
We love those guys.
You guys did such an amazing job.
I have a boombox because it's Martin Luther King Day.
I'll go the Rice Krispie Treats. I fucking love these Rice Krispie Treats. Yeah. I'm going to fuck
these. That is a huge thing of Rice Krispie Treats.
I eat that whole box.
I'm going to eat the shit out of these.
That's gnarly.
Do it.
All right, let's go down the line. Graham, show me yours here. Rice Krispie Treats that say Dave on them.
Yes.
And they feel kind of gross to me. It's like this has been in the trunk of your car for a year, right? 2 hours. All right, and then David picked Justin with the Jodie Foster child.
Jodie's Foster
Twister child. Poster. I still don't understand the joke of it, but
I just like that he painted it. I thought that took some effort.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a very nicely crafted name tag. And then Engayo has a boombox. It's currently playing Peter
Electric
Gabriel.
Smuggaloo, y'all. Electric Smuggaloo.
And who's who? What's name does he say on it?
Josh.
Josh brought his
keep hip hop alive.
And does,
let me get a beatbox.
Does Engayo get to keep that, Josh?
No.
Or does he have to give it back?
I don't think it's a souvenir.
All right, looks like it's gutted.
It takes like a gajillion D batteries.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you've got a boombox, and I've essentially got cardboard. Let's get down on
it. Oh, Jesus.
Apparently, we're going to do some break dancing.
Who wants some?
I can't.
No, thank you.
I have donuts from Dobots here.
All right. Oh, my God. There's a whole huge box of donuts?
Yes,
what the shit?
Should we wait till the show's over? Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no way. I got to have a bacon donut right now. What's in the middle of it?
Bacon.
More bacon? Oh, my God. It's my perfect dream donut.
10th and W, Dobot Donuts.
God.
They're open from 5 to noon. Not that I... They're the only reason I ever get up early.
God, that's ridiculous. Now our hands are all sticky.
Fried cake. Now my hands are sticky. Not the first time, Doug.
That is really good. Let me give them a proper credit. What's the donut place called?
Dobot.
Dobot? Like if a donut and a robot got together?
Yeah. D-O-U-G-H. Dobot. You can find them on Twitter. D-O-U-G-H underscore B-O-T. No. Right?
No, no, that's not true.
Did
at all.
I get it wrong? What is it?
Dobot underscore donut.
Oh, shit. All right. Dobot underscore donuts. That's a long Twitter name. That's okay. You're worth the extra.
It's all right. Your donuts taste fucking great. I'm going to have one. I just had some Risky Crispy treat.
Risky Crispies?
Risky Crispy treat.
They got ground glass in them. They're kind of dodgy, the Risky
Roll
Crispy
the dice.
It's a risk.
I'll eat anything that has bacon in it.
I remember that next time I make haggis.
Except for like a man's asshole.
You hear that, well, ladies?
Cram a little bacon in there. Secret.
Put some bacon in there, Doug will fucking eat your asshole.
Contraband 5.
John Contraband is back.
With a chick with bacon in her ass.
I can't smuggle it. He won't lick my butthole. I smuggle it.
He's baking it happen.
The timing. Your timing.
Awesome. Just hang back and fucking log him in, dude. Awesome.
He's like Steve Kerr, man. You need a clutch three-pointer. It's amazing how he does that shit.
I just don't think
everyone's double teaming him. Fucking Michael Jordan. He just hangs back and just fucking
kicks it right out.
It.
Boom.
Bam.
Set spike.
Oh, that bacon is that was good.
Baking it, if I got one the chance, it's baking it in your
right,
butthole.
All right. All right, we'll start with Josie. Then we'll go to Ngayo. And we know who you're playing for, right?
Is that chili chocolate?
Dana is who Josie's playing for. Here we go.
God damn, those donuts are great.
I'm so winded from my donut.
Winded from a donut.
Holy shit.
That donut was some workout. That donut is like a flight of stairs. No railing.
Man, Doug, you're sweating like you're in the shower.
Flight of stairs with no railing. That's absolutely what it is.
You know what goes good with donuts? Vodka.
Yeah, drink it.
Don't you guys make a dude donut too? It's got the White Russian style donut. Yeah, the coffee bean on it.
There's one that's got a coffee.
What?
In it?
It's a Big Lebowski donut.
Yeah.
Oh motherfucker.
I'm gonna take. We're driving back tonight. I'm gonna fucking have that one.
Who? What? No, I talked him into bringing them. How do you guys?
Guys, we're white. Them.
Wow.
Because we're white? Is that what you said?
I'm faster and bigger than you.
White power! Yeah.
You never see me fight for donuts, motherfucker. I'll kill you. Be like the Hunger Games all over again.
You can all right, Josie gets to pick. Ass. Josie gets to pick first category in Leonard Maltin game. And she gets to choose between these categories. Tarantino's worst of two Ocean's 11. That's... Quentin Tarantino wrote down a list on the internet of the worst movies of last year. So this... Oh. Bacon belch.
Tastes like a girl's ass, doesn't it?
Oh. Oh. Imagine my disappointment if it was like just some spam in there.
Yeah, that
you
would
said
be
it was bacon.
It's your like asshole bacon. Lied to me.
It's turkey bacon. You feel duped.
Faking.
Turkey.
At Lisa Kick, Lisa K-I-C-K, suggested I'm Inside You. And that category is movies where characters switch bodies. I'm Inside You. And then also, it's John Carpenter's birthday today. Great director, John Carpenter.
Yeah.
So the films of John Carpenter. Which one of those would you like, Josie? The worst of 11, according to Tarantino, I'm Inside You, or John Carpenter?
John Carpenter.
Nice Carpenter. Choice. This John Carpenter movie is from 1986. Let's call it 86.
All right.
1.5 stars from Leonard. Didn't care for this one. He says the main character is a blowhard. And then he also says that the movie has a good electronic music score, which you could pretty much say about any John Carpenter movie, which makes it a fun clue. The lead character is a blowhard, good electronic music score, 1.5 stars, directed by John Carpenter, and there are seven names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in, Josie? Josie Moody.
Let's go with five.
Five, okay. Smart opening bid. And we go to Ngayo. You, of course, can go less or say name that movie.
I will go
four. Use your microphone, sir.
Four.
Four, says Ngayo. We go to David.
Name it.
David says name it. Would you like the clues again? 1.5 stars from Leonard, so he didn't care for it. I disagree. I think it's better than that. 86, lead character's a blowhard, good electronic music score. And your four names. This might help you. Don't yell it out if you know it, you guys. Out. The four names are Susie Pye, Kate Burton, Victor Wong, and James Hong. Your four names in a 1986 John Carpenter movie.
Big Trouble in Little China.
That is correct.
Boom!
Well nice. Done, sir.
Victor Hong was the giveaway. That was the giveaway right there.
That's my favorite scene is when they're standing there and the drugs are coming on and they're just looking around at each other.
Just Asian names in general. Like, what other John Carpenter movies full of Asians?
The Shining. Oh, no, that was Kubrick. That was Kubrick.
Finally, I have to edit something out of the show.
The white power comment?
Of all the days for racist commentary, Ngayo, you of all people. Okay, so Ngayo got the point, and David is the one who challenged him. So we will start.
God damn.
We'll start with Graham.
Okay.
And then move back towards David. You get to pick a category, Graham. Would you like... The number one movie 4 years ago to this very day. Number one movie in the country 4 years ago. Or, speaking of four, a movie that has four letters in the title, like Spun or Salt or MASH. Or IFC, the TV network, independent film channel, they pick the most underrated comedies of all time. So one of those. An underrated comedy, a movie with four letters in the title, or the number one movie 4 years ago?
I'll go with the IFC Underrated Comedies.
Underrated Comedies. Here we go. This underrated comedy is from 2009. Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars. He calls it good-natured. And he also says you can get most of this film's amusement value out of the trailer. Ouch. 2 stars. So I would think IFC thinks that Leonard Maltin is underrated this movie, and I would agree. And there are 17 names listed. This movie from 2009 that's an underrated comedy. How many names, Graham?
I will go 14.
David?
7.
Ngayo?
5.
5.
Josie?
Name it.
Damn it. Oh, shit. We are in a position where Ngayo could take the whole thing down right now if in 5 names he can figure out what this movie is. And I give him...
2009?
I give him about a 50-50 chance.
I have a feeling.
Not of getting this right, of having cancer.
Oh, that's dang it. Wow. I feel like that's
couldn't
a clue.
Couldn't be the flu? I couldn't get pneumonia?
It's totally a clue.
No, that's not a clue.
Couldn't be strep throat. Gotta
it's
go
not a clue at all. I just made a little joke.
You lost the names?
Good natured, all the amusement values in the trailer. I disagree. So does IFC.
2009.
Underrated comedy. 2009. And your 5 names are Roger Yuan, Miguel Nunez, Brian McKnight, John Sally, and Arsenio Hall.
Whoa. Not the movie I thought it was.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
You think Arsenio Hall is in Hot Tub Time Machine?
I don't fucking know. Doug's Ass. That's the name of the movie. Doug's Bacon Ass. What movie was it?
It's a little movie called Black Dynamite.
Oh! How did you do that?
Martin, wow! I'm sorry. Martin, I'm so sorry. Martin, I'm sorry.
Josie gets a point.
I do love that movie, but I don't remember Arsenio Hall.
After all that man fought for to get this day, and you fuck it up with that.
Hall. Was Arsenio Hall in it?
Damn. Don't look to me, man. I can't help you here. I can't help you.
Arsenio Hall was in Black Dynamite?
Yeah.
Well, fuck me. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give other people
Bokeem
a chance.
Woodbine, Nicole Sullivan, Oba Babatunde.
Well, if you had said Oba Babatunde.
Of course. That would have given it away. Oba Babatunde. Tommy Davidson. Anyway.
Roscoe.
2 stars from Leonard. I thought it was a really good movie,
that movie
from start
like
to finish.
3.5, 4 stars at least.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's a perfect period piece.
Well, it is one of the most underrated comedies.
It is.
All right, so Josie made him do it. And he got it wrong, so she got a point. And
so a guy and Josie each have points.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. And
you're dead fucking last.
Oh, ouch.
Anything can happen.
So we'll start with Graham and then go to Josie from Graham. So get ready, Josie. Graham, would you like... Voxen, V-O-X-Y-N-N, suggested movies. Doug's mom loves movies. These are movies that I have seen with my mother because we go to the movies every Christmas together. And some other times as well. I know, we're not Jewish, but we still ditch church and
go to
the
movies. Do you get the Chinese food, too? Do you do the full-on? Jewish experience?
At Twin Cinema suggested Wayans World. And that's movies that have some Wayans in it. From the Wayans acting dynasty.
The Wayans and Means Committee?
Yeah. And Weezer on the soundtrack. This will probably be one of the last times. I think this is the last time we could potentially play a Weezer category. So it's movies where Weezer has a song on the soundtrack. Which one of those would you like, Graham? Watch It With My Mom, Wayans Brothers, or Weezer?
I'll go Watch It With Your Mom.
Okay.
That sounds like an incel.
I'll go Watch It With Your Mom, bitch.
Uh, 1997, Christmas Day is when I went and saw this movie with my mom. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls the movie sweeping, and he says that the movie has some banal
total banal
dialogue. Yeah, it has some banal dialogue.
And banal, that's bacon and anal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how
that's,
I like
that's
it.
That's how he likes it. Doug likes it banal.
I want to fuck your bacon hole. All right.
There's some lucky ladies in the audience tonight.
Sweeping, I said already. And banal. It's banal. Banal. 3.5 stars, and there are 13 names listed. Let me double check. 14. 14 names. Graham Elwood?
0.
Oh, son of a
bitch. I'm trailing. I got to go fucking aggressive.
Go hard, dog. Go hard or go home.
Yeah, so then we go over there to Josie. And,
I was like 13 at the time. I'm trying to think back.
Can you beat 0? Isn't it just an automatic?
She can go
no,
minus.
She can go negative names if she wants. If she thinks she can name the lead performer in this movie, she can go -1.
Oh.
If she thinks she can name them in order of the top 2 performers, she can go -2.
Man, you guys are meta.
Yeah. This shit gets deep.
And banal.
Yeah.
Can you read the clue one more time, please?
How did Noah make the joke of banal not being something to do with bacon in Doug's hobby?
We did.
We
covered
that.
Were you here? What drugs are,
what I was thinking
what
of
drugs are you on?
Hi.
Where were you? I don't drink or smoke at 4 in the afternoon, and yet I'm spacing out.
Sorry, I was
You're
really getting into these
slightly better
clues.
Drugs than me.
It's sweeping, this movie, and it's also has some banal... banal dialogue.
In 1997.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it at Christmas.
Graham says 0, so you might just have to, you know, let him do his thing. If you don't think you can go negative.
It is an election.
Because you have to kind of know what it is to go negative names, I think.
Yeah.
Name it.
She says, name it, Graham.
Ah, oh, fuck. I go Saving Private Ryan. If I were to guess that, that's what I would say.
No, come on. I didn't set up the I didn't set up the drama properly because Josie already has 1 point, and so if Graham should happen to screw this up, then she will have 2 points.
That's right.
I'm going to go ahead and write that second point down right now. Because the movie's called Titanic. Tie fucking Titanic, dude. It's totally sweeping. And banal dialogue. I didn't think the dialogue in Saving Private Ryan was banal.
Neither did I.
You did it, Josie. You came up here against these titans.
Twice in a row.
Against these monsters. And you took them down. That's very exciting. And let's give the prizes to your roller derby
the
friend.
The donut people get the prizes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As it should be. The donut people. And where's Josh? Where's Josh at?
Sorry, Dave.
Where'd you go, Josh? Where'd you get Josh from here? Over
oh,
there?
Oh, Josh is over there in the corner.
Come up here, Josh. We're going to have you pick out somebody you'd like me to call a shithead here at the end of the show. Let me give you a writing implement of some kind here. That's the gray one. That's no good. I carry a gray because sometimes people want me to sign something that's black. All right, here you go.
I beg your pardon.
I'll sign you. Just write on one of those lines there who you'd like me to call a shithead. And who are you? Who's playing for you? Dave? Graham was Dave. Playing for you. Dave, yes. Do you want your Rice Krispie Treats back? We can keep those?
All
right.
Dude.
Disgusting. Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to eat that
that's
whole thing and then have a
go
vomit.
Ahead and write a shithead down there. And then where's Justin at?
It's on there.
There's Justin. Oh, and he wrote it on the back. Thank you very much. That's how it's done sometimes.
Way to be prepared,
Justin. Some people, yeah, they write it right on the back and works out pretty good. Right on, dude. Thank you very much. Congratulations one more time to Josie, everybody.
Woo! Josie Moody. Call 45.
She went all the way from audience member on Saturday. Did you come to the show yesterday, too?
No.
No, you know, you skipped that and came to this one.
She had to get her shift covered.
Yeah. She had to make some moves to make this happen today. And I'm glad that you made it and you won the whole thing. Congratulations.
Woohoo.
Josie Moody, everybody. And real quick plugs. You got anything you want to plug in, Gaio? What's coming up?
You can see me February 17th for my birthday party at the Comedy Spot on J and 20th downtown. And look for some crazy ass shit on 420, of course. And follow me on Twitter, NGAIO420.
NGAIO420.
There are 419 other Ungaios.
Every time you're on... Every time you're on my podcast, I always have to answer a lot of people. Go, what was that guy's? What's that guy's Twitter name? How do you spell Bingo? How do you spell Naboombo?
Mandingo.
Nablam, blam, bing, bing, bong, bong. I write back. He's not Asian.
Banal.
Bing, bong, bing, bong.
Bing, bong, bing, bong. David, what do you got?
Professor Blastoff.
Oh, that's his podcast. Yes.
Excellent podcast.
With Tig Notaro and Kyle Dunnigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
And DavidHuntsberger.com. We've got some comics and what have you on there if you like visual type things. And and at Huntsberger Junk on Twitter if you're into that sort of thing.
Huntsberger Junk.
Not tweets from my genitals, just junk, you know,
humanitarianism.
Stuff. Yeah. He meant stuff, but he said junk, and now it seems like it's a Twitter feed about his
boy's
dick,
trying to touch
and balls.
My junk.
Exactly. Don't sing any more of that. I'll have to pay money for it.
Okay.
Graham Elwood?
Well, you can listen to my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds. Put your kitten hands together. Hello. If you go to GrahamElwood.com, you can get my tour dates. I will be headlining in Appleton, Wisconsin, January 26th through 28th, the Skyline Comedy Cafe. My Twitter handle at Graham Elwood. It's all at GrahamElwood.com, folks. Everything you could ever want in your life.
Or JohnContraband.org.
JohnContraband.org, a non-for-profit heist organization. That will smuggle bacon in your butthole.
For the children.
For the children.
Contraband 2, contraband on the run. Let's hear it for everybody, you guys.
Thank you
so much. Graham will be hanging out in the lobby if you want to get Palm Strike t-shirts from him. And you can get $5 CDs from Mangayo. And David Huntsberger's CD is going for $47.50. And they're working it out with the donuts. All right. Clear the stage for my big closer. I don't have a big closer. I just have three shithead names. And I do want to mention that Doug Loves Movies is going to be taped coming soon in San Francisco, Vancouver, and more. I'm going to try to bring it everywhere, but I'm glad I brought it to Sacramento because you guys are great. And go to DougLovesMovies.com for the list of where I'm going to be. And as always, Jess Flower is a shithead.
Yeah.
Whoever that is. The New York Giants is a shithead. Yeah! And possibly one of my favorites ever, White Power is a shithead. Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey.